Streaming 24/7, on-demand archives, podcasts, and more.
TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Saying a lot for planet Earth.
A streak of fire, a breath of flame, eluding all who reach and clutch. A gray ghost thrown into the game that rival hands may never touch. A rubber-bounding, blasting soul whose destination is the goal, Red Grange of Illinois, by Grantland Rice. For many of us, names like Butkus, Nitschke, and Grange are more than mere players on a field. They represent the history, the glory, and the spirit of a university that has contributed so much to this country and has made our lives rich beyond anything we may offer in return. If Virginia belongs to Jefferson, then surely the land-grant legislation proposed and signed by Abraham Lincoln in 1865 gave birth to his home state university in 1867 and countless other institutions for the people, of the people, and by the people. We are the living legacy of Father Abraham's great institution. Sons and daughters of Illinois, our renaissance, in the words of Ron Gunther, is now. From Chicago, the greatest sports city in America, we are proud to bring you Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G.
And this is the greatest Illini show in America, maybe in the whole wide world.
Is it the only All-Illini? I guess you've got the Ron Zook show.
There's other shows, but come on, the first hour, the fans, you know, they're going to be buzzing all week on the chat boards with Jarrett and Myers.
Can we talk about football for a little bit?
No, not till. Here's what we're going to do. We got a few more things to basketball to talk about. Brandon's mom's coming on at 5:20. Next, we don't play football this Saturday. That's almost a win.
If you haven't read my blog yet, you've got to go to talkingillini.com, click on Mr. G's blog. I can't help it anymore. I feel like the character in Network who screams out his window is, I think it's Peter Finch, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it any longer.
Next week, Illini Nation, we're going to have, at least, if you want, we'll have an hour and a half of football analysis and a half hour of basketball pregame before the Wofford game. We got a game tonight. I think we got a game Saturday. We'll have a few games to talk about before.
Are you okay, Boss?
Before Wofford.
Do I got to get the defibrillator on?
I forgot my water today. But, you know, football, I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of we're going to fix things. We're going to look at the film and fix things. And we're going to play this guy and that guy. And you know, after Linda, we'll kind of, maybe chat it about a little. But next week, we'll go full-blown football analysis.
Can I just say, you know, there are statistics, lies, and damn lies. 11th in points per game in the Big Ten. 10th in total yards. 10th in penalty yards. 11th in TDs. 11th in interceptions.
You're killing me.
10th in sacks. 11th in punt returns. And 10th in kick returns.
So what's the talk about?
What do we need to fix? Everything.
You know what the problem is? You can't fix anything until you know what the problem is. And I don't think he knows what the problem is, or at least will admit what the problem is.
By the way, if we lose badly to Cincy and Fresno, one, will anybody notice? And two, does Gunther or our current AD still come out and say that RZ is staying?
Well, you know, just because he said a few weeks ago at Purdue that he's staying, you're right. I mean, if we lose these games and lose them badly, and even, you know, I don't know how many people are going to show up for December 5th.
If this team quits on this coach, you cannot keep him.
Well, yeah, even if they don't quit, and I think the last few weeks they've kind of picked it up, looked a little better, but, you know, come on, the trend is so badly going down. I mean, from, you know, what have we done since the Rose Bowl?
Is there a single receiver on Northwestern's team that would have been recruited by our staff?
You know, Northwestern takes guys and, you know, they have like six guys that were recruited at quarterback playing other positions. And we still got, we still put in Eddie McGee at the beginning of the second half to bail the game out for us because he's a fourth year quarterback.
By the way, he did not want to pass the ball. Every time he had a chance to run with the ball as opposed to pass it. He did so.
All right. We got
but we're not talking about football.
No. We got a few new fans we want to acknowledge. We love when they write, and they deserve acknowledgement, and they're pretty funny, too. Funny, and I don't know, they make me feel good. So anyway, here's one from a new – I don't know. They're not necessarily new fans. They're just making new contacts with us so they know they exist. They could have been listening since day one. But anyway, this one is from a gentleman by the name of Yun Choi. Hey, Boz and Mr. G. Just want to let you know that I appreciate your guys' show and all that you do for Illini Nation. I'm a diehard Illini fan and probably walk past you guys at the games because me and my son go to a ton of games every year. Hopefully I'll get a chance to meet you guys. I grew up in Niles. When I heard your studio was in Morton Grove, I thought that was awesome. Continued success on your show, and I'll always be a Boz and Mr. G supporter. Now, is that nice? I show this to my wife at dinner time. I mean,
tears in your eyes, right?
She cracks up. She can't believe that people
We actually have fans.
Yeah. So, and as it turns out, Yun Choi. So I email back. I ask like how long you've been listening. If they don't indicate where they're from,
How do you spell Yun, by the way?
Well, he spells it Y-U-N.
Okay.
Last name.
Fair enough.
C-H-O-I, like former Cub first baseman Hesop. So. He writes back, where do you live? How'd you first hear about us? Hey, Boz, I'm actually close friends with Jarrett. I initially heard of your show through him when he did his interview with you guys in January. I actually live now in Palatine, but grew up in Glenview. Love to chat with you one of these days and talk a line, I hopes. So our towns are not too far from each other.
Have you ever seen the show on HBO called Flight of the Conchords?
No, don't get HBO.
A rock band. There's just two of them. They're from New Zealand, and they have a fan base consisting of one fan.
We have more than one fan.
I understand.
Come on.
But sometimes I feel we're holed up here in the studio. You know, that's why I really need the feedback. I want emails. I want talkingalina@yahoo.com. Emails. I want you guys to call in 888-463-6748. Again, 888-463-6748. Yeah. Because I just want to know that we're not alone in the universe.
That you're not stuck with me in a little, like, 6x6 room.
God help me.
It's kind of hot, huh? But now also, here's another fan, Jim from Peoria. You think it's your guy Jim Tomei?
No.
I'm from Peoria.
I don't think he still lives in Peoria.
But he does.
Jim Tomei lives
Come on, know your White Sox / Dodgers.
He lives in Peoria.
Yeah. He's got a big farm. What's his name? Przinski's coming in from Florida to do some, like, you know, wild geese hunting over Thanksgiving or something. They're going to, you know, have the fire and everything else going in the log cabin.
Do you know there are 200,000 licensed hunters in the state of Illinois?
I know one, a guy in my office. He's like, you know,
by the way,
bizarre.
I got to tell you something. Maybe that's why we wear orange.
So we don't get shot by the hunters?
Right. You're supposed to wear orange to identify yourself.
Jim says, I'm from Peoria and try and listen to your archive shows. I like when you use humor. Which one of the two of us do you think he's talking about? One of the guests I would like you to have on is Mac Irvin. Ask him if he's pro-Illinois. Another guest I would like to have on is the Brem coach to talk about his players. Thanks. We'll try that. We'll try to get him. We'll try. What guys do you want next year? Intense football analysis, no holds bar criticism. We'll get Kittner. You want to have a conversation with Tate. Osmussen.
I want a public debate with Lauren Tate.
Get your guy Howard Griffith.
I want Tate to sit there and defend the current AD. I want a public debate with the guy. I'm ready to take him on. I've done quite a bit of research. Lauren, if you're out there, I'm challenging you to a public debate anytime, any place, anywhere, mano on mano, me and Lauren, toe to toe, on the state of Illini athletics.
Well, I think they do a show from 5 to 6, so he might have to come on at 4. But so what's the deal? He wants Gunther to stay, but
he's an apologist for Gunther.
But
Zook is his whipping boy, and I think that he is perhaps doing the bidding of the AD in public.
What do you mean the bidding?
When I say the bidding of the AD, I mean perhaps the AD wants to criticize his coach and tear him down a little bit, but he can't do it.
So he's using his voice?
Yeah, so he's using Tate to tear down Zook. So if he does have to fire him, there's going to be public support for the firing.
So you let me get this clear. So you think that somehow Gunther communicated to Tate...
It's a conspiracy.
...to please, you know, drives, you know, bum rap Zook and make me look good so when I fire him, it won't be that bad and I can still stay on my job. Is that what I understand from that?
I think that the relationship between Tate and Gunther is very strong, and I think that Tate does not have respect for Zook. And I think it's in the realm of possibilities that Tate is actually doing the bidding of Ron Gunther in publicly attacking Ron Zook while praising Gunther.
I can't wait to hear what he says when you throw that out at him, if we could get him out.
I have not talked to Ron since the start of the football season. I'm not sure that if I walk past him today, he wouldn't take a slug at me. But, you know, that's his prerogative.
Well, he's been very incognito. But
come out of the bunker, Ron. Come out. Come out wherever you are.
Let's go back. You know, we had a great talk, great interview with Jarrence. He's always terrific, a great guy. And it was you've had that question you wanted to ask him a long time about head coaching and if he thought he had to leave. And you know, he gave a great answer. And the first thing that
he hedged his bet, though.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, in a perfect world, he wouldn't want to go anywhere.
He set it up so that if the new AD or whoever was judging him said that we need you with head coaching experience, he was prepared to leave the nest to come back to roost.
Right, but sometimes, like Rob Judson, who was pretty well liked and received and respected, I think once he left, he didn't do so well at Northern, and you know, never made it back. And he's, I think, assistant now at ISU. But I think Jarrett's a little different. If God forbid that should happen, whoever's an Illini coach would still want him as a lead recruiter. But
I think Jarrett will get players. Jarrett, you know what? College basketball, coaching matters. But if you've got great players, you're going to win. And Jarrett will get great players
wherever
to come to Illinois.
Well, what if he goes to, you know, but how about at his first job? He'll get good enough players.
He'll get great players wherever he is.
Okay.
And I just think that he connects. He's passionate about his sport. He's the kind of guy you want to be around because he's enthusiastic and he makes you better with his energy.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you this. He said that, you know, the relationship with Jeremy and his family's been terrific. They've met him halfway. You know, where in Kankakee do you think they get together?
Oh, I would say Old Country Buffet.
Okay. And you know, what do you think they take off the buffet? Didn't you put that one up there?
No, I did not do the Old Country Buffet in Kankakee.
Someone beat you to it, huh?
By the way, I went to a great bar mitzvah this weekend. My nephew was bar mitzvahed, and it was actually at the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center.
Oh, wow.
And I would say, interestingly, probably half of the guests were not Jewish and half were. And for them, a lot of the people there, it was the first bar mitzvah they had ever been at. And he really brought great meaning to the ceremony. He tied it in to not only family members who were survivors of the Holocaust, but family members who did not survive the Holocaust. And there literally were tears in people's eyes. It's a great museum. If you haven't gone to it, I'm on the board of the Illinois Holocaust Museum. I've got a board meeting actually right after the show today. Get to the Illinois Holocaust Museum. It's about tolerance. It's about teaching. It's about fairness. And in life, you can't just be a bystander. Some of the great crimes against humanity were that people did nothing when they had the opportunity to step up and help their neighbor.
Well said, Mr. G, and congratulations to your nephew on becoming a man officially.
He's a man
in our religion. You know, let me tell you something. Some further thoughts about my observations Friday night at the game. I'm a little concerned with Davis and Tisdale. You know, they look the same to me. And they've got to get better. They, you know, I don't know if they have to up their game the same increment between last year and this year as opposed to, you know, the year before and last year. But you know, they have to get better to me.
It's not just a function of getting better. And I find myself agreeing with you, which is a little frightening in and of
itself.
I'm
an astute basketball guy.
But what I will say is their passivity and their lack of aggression may be our Achilles heel on this team.
Well, right. And there's going to be, if they don't step up, there's going to be opportunity this year. I know you're going to laugh. But, you know, Semro could go.
Get out of here.
Semro could go. All right. First of all, let me take a step back. Tisdale was terrific the first several minutes of the game, blocking shots, kind of active, and then kind of disappeared, although he scored, I think, 8 of his 10 points or whatever in the second half. You know, Davis, and maybe it's, you know, the team we played, the minutes and whatnot, but, you know, I don't know that anyone's, especially the big guys, are going to get heavy minutes, the way this team's going to play. If we continue to play up tempo, which I want us to, you know, there might be some rotation there because these guys are going to get fatigued if they're really hustling.
He's got bad hands, bad feet, you know, he's a big body, he can give you 5 fouls. But other than that, the guy really can't score, and he really can't catch the ball or pass the ball in traffic.
The guards are going to make the bigs better if the bigs hustle and if they're smart.
But he can't catch the ball.
He caught the ball on a pass from somebody, a guard penetrating. He was well positioned underneath, and he caught the ball and made a layup. I want to get back to Tisdale and Davis, though.
And you've got 5 bigs in that rotation. You've got Tisdale, Davis, Griffey, Keller, and Cole.
Yeah.
So what do you need a 6 big? I mean, unless you want to just bring in a banger.
Well, but
to give
Keller
pulse.
And Cole are not, you know, power forwards or centers. They're more small forwards. That being said, Keller can go. You know, they both have shown in the preseason that they can go to the basket and get some rebounds.
All right, we want to take a break. Dave behind the glass, our producer extraordinaire, is saying that we need to take a quick break to pay for the show, and we'll be back in a moment with Mrs. Paul.
Get one-on-one information from some of the best-trained professionals in the financial services business. Stephen King is with AXA Advisors, part of the global company helping 50 million people reach their financial goals. AXA, financial protection. For more information, call Stephen King, financial consultant, 224-554-8053. That's 224-554-8053. Securities and investment advisory services offered through AXA Advisors, LLC, 212-314-4600. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You find the car you want at RizzoCars.com. RizzoCars.com.
It's true. We'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans available online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's so fast and so easy. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to 5 vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing, which helps to make your purchase simple and fast. Shop 13 new car franchises, including Ford, Chevy, Cadillac, Buick, Lincoln, Mercury, Acura, Porsche, Kia, Hummer, and Saab. So if you're tired and frustrated of driving from dealer to dealer, just remember,
you'll find the car you want at RizzoCars.com. RizzoCars.com.
The award-winning Sun Tracker Swivel Beach Chair is the only folding beach chair that swivels a complete 360 degrees. So whether you're basking in the sun or just watching the kids, you'll never need to get up to adjust to the optimal position. It's lightweight and folds to only 6 inches wide, so it's perfect for the beach, tailgate parties, sporting events, and more. Anywhere you take a folding chair, you'll want to take the Sun Tracker. To learn more or to order yours today, visit suntracker.com. Or call 888-786-8725. Sun Tracker, the ultimate swivel beach chair. A proud sponsor of Talking Illini with Boz and Mr. G. Check it out at suntracker.com.
This is the future.
TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. You're talking Illini on TalkZone. Now back to Boz and Mr. G.
Boz and Mr. G back talking Illini pregame. Game at 7 o'clock on ESPN 360 with Luke Kanellis and our friend Dickie Simpkins. I talked to Dickie today, by the way, and he'll come on the show in a few weeks after he sees a lot more games across the country, and he'll be able to help us compare our squad with the rest of the country and see how we stack up. And at this time, though, I want to bring in a good friend of the show, Linda Paul. Linda, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. You're down in Champaign. You hanging out at Cam's for a while before the game tonight, or what?
Linda, don't pay attention to him. You know, he's just trying to stir up trouble. Cam's is a bar on campus. Linda does not hang out in bars, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm not even familiar with that.
You know what?
Good, good.
Linda, you had to be the proudest.
I was just testing you.
You had to be the proudest mother in the state of Illinois last Friday night watching your son break the freshman scoring record for the University of Illinois.
Oh, my goodness. Not just the proudest mom in Illinois, the proudest mom in the world. Yeah, so it was a wonderful evening for myself and my husband and Brandon's grandma. My mother-in-law was able to be there, so it was a wonderful time for our entire family.
You know, Linda, I was very excited watching the game and seeing you and Cliff and the family enjoying it. And afterwards, when I walked out of the assembly hall, you know, I kind of caught myself. I said, you know something? I've seen Brandon have games like that and much better games, but of course at a different level. So what was so exciting to me was that he was able to bring it the first night where the big lights on the big stage, you know, of his career, and that probably had to be, you know, the most gratifying, right?
You know, it was just a wonderful experience to see him. He obviously was, he had some nerves, and I saw him. I know when he's nervous, he's adjusting his uniform quite often, so I was so happy to see his first shot go down, and I know that he can ease up on some of those nerves, but as a mom and as a former coach, what I was looking at mostly was his defense, because the reason he started in the first place because he has wonderful defense. And I just told Coach Weber that his defense is better than all you guys ever give him credit for, because, you know, I've seen Brandon play around the country, and he actually locked down Mr. Wall from University of Kentucky. He locked him down at the Peach Jam. So I know what Brandon was capable of as far as from a defensive standpoint. So while the scoring record was a great thing for him to achieve, I was more excited about his defensive effort Friday night.
Yeah, that's great, and I agree with you, and I've told people who haven't seen Brandon play as much as I have almost that same thing. But you know as well as I, Coach Weber's always going to kind of downplay it a little to make sure that the kids don't get full of themselves and they keep, you know, keep working hard at it. Mr. G, I want to read this to you from the News Gazette Saturday morning. And this is an example. I'm going to nominate, and I think we've heard already from Linda's comments, what, you know, a terrific mom, a parent that has it in perspective, and also her knowledge of the game. But this is a quote from the News Gazette Saturday morning. I've seen Brandon play well often. My expectations are that he will consistently play like that, said Linda Paul, who also coached Brandon on the club circuit. Those are my expectations. I'm sure those will soon be Coach Weber's expectations as well. So I'm nominating you for the team mom to stay close to Coach Weber and help him out through Brandon's career.
Linda, when Brandon was playing in the Super Sectional last year against Waukegan, and he swished those three free throws, and between the second and third free throws, he turned to a Waukegan player and whispered something to him. What did he whisper?
Oh, my goodness. That's actually one of my proudest moments. You know, Brandon is pretty a low-key guy, and I've been trying to help him with his swagger for most of his basketball career. He kind of borrowed my swagger until he got his own. And at that time, he went over to Mike, the guard at Waukegan. He said, "Mike, I'm sorry I have to do this to you." So, you know, it just was a tribute to his confidence at that time and a little bit of swagger. So I was really excited when I learned, when I saw him go there. I know he said something, but, you know, for me, he just graduated from the Linda Paul School of Swagger at that point.
Well, so. you know what the interesting thing about that for me, you know, and everyone talks about Jeremy Schott, you know, you're going to make that every once in a while, and there's a degree of luck. Brandon was under unbelievable pressure. He had to hit those three free throws. He went up to the line. I'm not sure he touched rim on any of those three free throws.
Yeah, you can tell that he was on a mission at that point. I have never seen him at his best from that. I mean, it was just amazing. And, you know, the problem is I wish that Coach Ramsey had another timeout, because if they had just put a little ball pressure on and maybe redirected the ball, we would have seen the Warren squad go downstate. So from a standpoint, you know, from a coaching standpoint, I certainly would have liked for those three free throws to mean that Brandon would go down to the state. But at the same time, my baby grew up during that game. He really grew up. So I was excited to see him graduate to the next level.
Linda, getting back to Friday night, when I ran into Cliff before the game, the first thing he did was point up to the scoreboard that had the starting lineups posted. It was like he just knew that Brandon was starting. Did you guys not know before you walked into the arena? When did you find out? When did you talk to Brandon before the game?
No, we actually did not know, and Brandon didn't know. I try not to ask that question to Brandon, because I don't want to put any added pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
But the prior game, my son, my 15-year-old, was sitting with me in the stands. He's really the only one that can really stand it, sit next to me during the game. So he was brave enough to sit next to me. And then before the festivities started, he pointed to the scoreboard. And I wasn't really understanding what he was doing. And he said, "Mom, Brandon is starting." So that was against Quincy, and I was just so... Was that the second? I don't know which one.
That was the second
exhibition game. And I was just so excited. So I got my camera out and I took a picture of the board. And, you know, 20 years from now, no one will ever know why I took that picture. But so it was exciting. So when the game started on Friday, I pointed up to the board to my husband. And so it was just like an inside thing that, yeah, you know, that must mean that Brandon did very well in practice and he's doing what the coach has asked him to do. And
you know, if you listen to our show, I've been advocating throughout the preseason that Brandon should start and would start. I didn't know how quickly it would come, and I'm so happy, because I really think he's our best athlete. He has the highest ceiling of any kid on this basketball team, and as you know, Linda, when we had you on the show last year, all of us drew the comparisons to Dwayne Wade, and we weren't kidding.
Yeah, you know, Brandon's been really working on his game, and I've just been so proud of him. And I'm trying to step back and be the mom again, and because his game has elevated so much, I've not had to make any comments as far as tweaking his game. I've given it all up to Bruce Weber and to let him develop Brandon as he sees fit. So I'm just really proud that Bruce Weber is a man of his word. He said that if Brandon comes and he plays hard, he will see significant playing time. And so we took him at his word, and Brandon has done whatever Coach Weber has asked of him: play defense, you know, score, make good decisions. And I am glad that Brandon has put pressure on Coach Weber to keep him in the starting lineup.
You know, Linda, one of the things that those of us who have followed Brandon for the last couple of years now can see clearly is how much bigger and stronger he's gotten. Whether it was, you know, senior year at Warren or starting with the summer down in Champaign, and you know, when I see him on the court in that number three and you know, his shoulders a little bigger and his muscles a little toner. He's definitely looking more and more like Dwayne Wade all the time.
You know what? Brady is, he's one of the younger players. He turned 18 at the end of April. So while a lot of kids are you know, turning 19, he's still just a really young man. And I think from a puberty standpoint, he may just now be going into puberty. I see that he's getting a little facial hair. But when he got down to Champaign in June, they started him right away on the weights. And so immediately he picked on 10 pounds. His body can probably hold about 20 more. I prefer that he not, you know, pick up more than 5 more pounds. I think that will impact his shot if he pick up too much muscle. But, you know, my husband carries a lot of muscle, and I know Brandon has a body type that he can put on a lot more muscle. I just would prefer that he not do too, he doesn't, you know, spend too much time in the weight room. But he needs to have that if he's going to go down the middle against those big guys. He needs to have a little bit more girth. So I was really pleased to see that. I just want to make sure that he doesn't put on too much weight that would impact his shot.
What's his official height now, and might he grow another inch or so?
Yeah, I think so. Right now he's right at 6'4", and he's at 195. I think a good player for Brandon Caliber would be really a 6'6", 205 would be ideal. You know, maybe 200, 6'6", 200, but I think Brandon could grow another 2 inches. You know, my oldest son, he grew 3 inches when he got to college, and my husband grew 4 inches after graduating from high school. So if we can just get 2 more inches onto Brandon, that will make him really, I think that will make him unstoppable.
Yeah, I could definitely picture it now. And like now most students going away to school for the first time, there's you know, emotional times, adjustment periods, and all that kind of thing. How was it for Brandon, and how's he doing school off the court wise?
Yeah, initially it was a little tough for him because in the summer, you know, there's not a lot of kids on campus,
right?
And his friends from high school were still just kind of hanging out around home.
Right.
So initially it was tough. He wanted to come home every weekend, and for the most part, I obliged. You know, I let him come home more often than maybe even the coach wanted him to. But he has made the adjustment, and now that his classmates from high school are away at college, there's really nothing much to come home to other than a good home cooking meal every now and then. So I think that the adjustment is taking place. Now that, you know, with the practices and the game schedule, you know, Brandon is having the time of his life, and I am so glad that he doesn't have any hang-ups. There's no, thank God, no girlfriend that's, you know, messing up stuff, you know.
I'm sure there will be several
like
soon.
A true mom, Linda.
he might need a bodyguard pretty soon when it comes to that.
Well, you know, he's pretty focused, so I'm not really that concerned about that. You know, I know he's a young man, and I know he likes, you know, looking at girls, but he understands that he's there to be a student athlete, and that means he needs to get his studies done, and he needs to do the work he needs to do on the court, and then everything else will work out. You know, there will be somebody special for him when the time is right.
Are you planning on going to every game in his college career?
Yes. I plan on attending as many games as I possibly can. And as long as the Lord gives me strength, I hope to be there. I have, because I own my own business, I have the flexibility to, you know, close the door when I choose to, which is a blessing in itself. And so, when Brandon looks over, he knows where to find me. And I just say, you know, I give him the eye contact and say, Brandon, are you ready? So he knows I'm not coming there to see him pick his nose. He knows that I'm coming to see him play serious basketball.
I have one word for you, Linda. Hybrid. Uh-huh. Hybrid is the word for you. you're gonna put a lot of miles on that car. It's going to be a lot of gas money. Look at the hybrids out there.
Okay, yeah, you know, I'm actually in the market for a new car, so I will take that into consideration.
Well, one of our sponsors is Joe Rizza.
Yeah, Joe Rizza Cars. He owns about 14 dealerships. I can't even say that. All I can say is he's a great guy.
RizzaCars.com, and, you know, let's move on. And Linda, I wanted to ask you, like today, a game day. I know, you know, the team has a walkthrough and then a meal together, and then they just kind of rest. Do you have a routine? Do you have time to talk to Brandon, even 5 minutes or so? And if so, what might you talk about on a game day?
You know what? No, I've decided that I'm going to get out of his ear. I really don't even call him that. I text him every now and then just to see what he's doing. But, I've changed the hat. I'm now mom. And, you know, I want to support him, but I sometimes if I'm talking with him, the coaching will come out. So it's just best that I not say anything. So, I normally do not call him or text him before the game. I may say yesterday I told him to, have fun. And so, no, I don't get in his ear before games.
Can we still call you Coach Paul?
Well, I got one more son at home, so he's getting all the earful now. So.
We may start calling you Coach Paul. We like this. And by the way, one of our listeners said, did you happen to catch Brandon's interview after the ESPN 360? What a well-spoken, thoughtful young man. He'll be a great...
No, I actually did not hear it. Yeah. I'm going to have to get Dickie to give me a tape of that. I did not hear that.
But he goes on to say he'll be a great asset to our program for years to come. Tell his mom that both her and her husband should be awfully proud of him, not just for the basketball player he has become, but also for the impressive person that he is.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thanks for those kind words.
And we definitely echo those sentiments.
And that was Glencoe Mike. He's a very fine lawyer in his own right and somebody who knows quality when he sees it.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Those are really, really kind words.
Linda, we thank you for taking some time out today to talk to us in Illini Nation. And again, we were so happy for you Friday night. And we know moving forward there'll be many nights like that, and we just look forward to watching Brandon every night. I can't even describe it. It's like art. You know, he's so effortless and smooth. It's beautiful to watch, and he can do everything on the court, and we know he's got a good perspective and a good family background, and he'll keep things in perspective, keep working hard for himself and for Illini, and I just can't wait to watch him play every time out.
See you, Coach.
Well, thank you. Thank you, and go Illini.
Go Illini. We'll talk to you soon, Linda. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
She's really got a good perspective.
She's special. She is. We like Linda. We think, you know, whatever coaching she's done with that kid, whether it's off the court or on the court, she's doing a lot
right.
And
let's not forget Brandon's dad, Cliff, also. Cliff's a local policeman and also teaches karate and is a very fine gentleman.
If he teaches karate, you definitely don't want to forget him.
Well, right. And a very nice man and disciplined. And you could, after you meet them, you can understand why Brandon has the demeanor he has. The basketball ability, that's something totally different. But, you know, great show, great guests. We got a few more minutes. We'll take a break and wrap it up and let you talk football, Mr. G.
You will find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans are available online 24/7. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to 5 vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing. Why drive from dealer to dealer? Just remember,
you'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com.
Step back in time when going out for dinner meant something really special. Step into Wildfire, a steak and chop house with the aura of a 1940s dinner club. Private and semi-private rooms offer a variety of options for any social or business event. Order from our supper club menu served family style. Try our horseradish crusted filet mignon or Wildfire's delicious cedar plank salmon. dine at any of our 8 Wildfire restaurant locations. Visit us on the web at wildfirerestaurant.com to find the location nearest you.
Chicago Athletic Club is the number one athletic club chain in Chicagoland, according to the Chicago Tribune. For membership info, visit their Lincoln Park, Lakeview, Evanston, or West Loop locations. Or call Pat Cunningham at 773-529-2024. Tell him Boz and Mr. G sent you and receive 1 month absolutely free. That's 773-529-2024. Chicago Athletic Clubs, another great Illini sports experience.
Wait, turn up the sound!
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
You're talking Illini on TalkZone. Now back to Boz and Mr. G.
So I pose the question, are Boz and I alone in the universe? And Glencoe Mike says, guys, at least one person is listening to you live. I love your later time slot this year as it allows me to listen as I wind down my day. Great interview with Gerrance. I think we're all salivating at our depth next year with the new recruits coming in. As far as this year's team is concerned, I love what Brandon Paul and DJ Richardson bring to the table and think they will cause matchup problems for upcoming Big Ten opponents, especially when they learn how their drives to the basket will create great scoring opportunities for Davis and Tisdale.
Well, exactly.
Thank you, Glencoe Mike.
Glencoe Mike, you know, you're brilliant. You're an astute basketball guy. That's what I was trying to say before we had Linda on.
If Boz spoke English as a first or second language, it's exactly what he would have said, Mike.
These guys are going to make everybody better, including McCamey. And let me tell you how. I mean, McCamey doesn't have to worry about using energy to find his own shot on the dribble and score these days. He can focus on running the team, fast break, on getting it into its motion offense, and distributing. And he doesn't have to be the lone outside shooter. You know, we've got, you know, three of them starting. And another couple coming off the bench in Legion and Cole as far as 3-point potential. And if we get the ball in transition and move it quickly and Brandon and DJ get a touch each possession, good things are going to happen for everybody, including the big guys. Now, there's been talk about in the Quincy game, in the last game, SIUE, that the big guys haven't got the ball enough. I'm not worried about that. The reason the big guys haven't got the ball enough in the game I saw Friday night is because we're moving the ball quickly and they're getting rebounds and outletting the pass nicely. McCamey's going and we get easy baskets in transition before the big guys even cross the center court.
You know what happens? Lollygaggers get left behind.
Right. Now, this is an area where I said Davis needs to get better. There is no, now Tisdale, you know, I don't expect him to run the floor for dunks after he gets a rebound or even if he doesn't get the rebound, but there's no reason that Davis can't get a rebound, outlet it to McCamey. McCamey comes into the middle just like you learn in fourth grade basketball on the fast break drills. Davis follows his pass to the sideline, fills the lane, and he should be getting jams at the end of the fast break if he wants and if he hustles.
Before we get into football, because you promised me we could talk a little bit
about
football.
Well, let me just say one thing. McCamey had a great
thing,
game.
You've been saying
okay,
50 things.
Finally on the game, and I'm done. McCamey, I thought he had a great game. Two things, because there's another guy I promise you I talked about. But what I was impressed with McCamey is that he was demanding the ball, going for the ball after we got defensive rebounds, and not just a 3-foot pass or a handoff. He was getting to a spot 10, 12, 15 feet down court, whether it be the sidelines in the middle, so he could get the outlet pass and move it up quickly. And I was very impressed with that. And Mr. G, the last thing, you'll be very happy for me to report that I liked what I saw from Bill Cole. I think he's got a role on this team if he keeps playing the way he's playing. We all know he could shoot, but he also knows this motion offense as well as anybody because he played it in high school. He's comfortable in it. It's natural for him to make the cuts, and he also is a very good passer. And from the wing or on top, and with his size, he could make nice interior passes. And finally, there was a play he read where he was on the wing, and the ball was on the other side, and he made a cut to the basket and got a slam dunk because he knew the offense and how and where to cut and find the open space. And I was very impressed with what Bill Cole did on the offensive end. And he worked hard on defense, you know. Is he a liability? Yeah, we've seen guys get beat one-on-one, but we're going to have team defense. We're going to mix it up.
You know, Boz is the only person
Bill
I know
Cole
who has
will have a nice Boz, season.
Boz.
I'm done. Goodbye.
Okay.
I got a meeting to go.
The only person I know.
I got to be home by 7 to get 360 the ESPN.
The only person I know who has handles when he speaks. He's going from his right hand to his left hand, the word to the right, the word to the left.
It's a Wes Skokie thing.
I don't know where this comes from, but in any event, he's
at least
one
I
the,
could go both ways.
He's one of the best word dribblers I've ever seen in my entire life. You have to be here to fully appreciate how much he can use either one of his hands when he speaks.
Thank you, Mr. G. I'll take that as a compliment.
Dave, one of our listeners said, you know, we like when you guys use humor. Dave's response was, Mr. G is funny. Boz is funny on accident.
That's the best way to be funny.
No, you're naturally funny. You are.
If you've got to try as hard as you do, sometimes it doesn't quite work.
You truly are funny. You make me laugh.
Funny how?
Ha ha. Do I make you laugh? Ha ha. No, you are truly
Tell me
funny.
Who you're going to get next week for your football extravaganza now.
Well, I think we'll get Kurt on the show. I'd like to hear, I'd like to get Herb and Tupps back.
We can't have them all at the same time.
No, but
I don't care. We could have six guys for 15 minutes each, whatever. Does that add up right?
In your world, it does.
How about, you know, John Kerr has written some critical thing, a former player.
How about Big
player?
Will? I like Big Will. He's one of the posters.
John Kerr's a former player. I don't know who Big Will is.
He played at the Naval Academy and has got ties to the university somehow. But I really think what I want to hear, because we're looking at this from a layperson's perspective, maybe we don't see the true genius in Ron Zook. Maybe there's something going on there that we're missing. Maybe Gunther is truly the person who understands fully why Zook should be kept on here. Because I don't get it. All I see is incompetence. All I see is buffoonery. All I see is a guy who's in over his head and incapable of managing people around him.
Well, you know, when Gunther made the comments a few weeks ago, he had to. He couldn't say anything else. Hopefully it's happened before. It'll happen again where someone got a vote of confidence and 6 weeks later he was gone. Hopefully it'll happen here.
Against Minnesota, it appeared that the current head coach had put down his crayons and sketch pad. And then, lo and behold, against Northwestern, the crayons and the sketch pad and the speaking into his headset was back again. I want the following in terms of in-game communication from Ron Zook. Heads, tails, and attaboy, son. That's it. That's all I want. I don't want any other communication. Heads, tails, attaboy, son.
You know, in life, unfortunately, when you get frustrated with things, you start to get a little out of control and do things maybe that you would regret later. And
like that night senior year?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Which one?
No,
which senior year?
No, go ahead.
My second or third senior year.
Go ahead.
How's that for humor, huh?
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Like that was like an Animal House type thing, right?
Yeah. 7 years of college down
yeah,
the drain.
Yeah, right. That senior year. So, unfortunately, I've seen Zook doing things the last few weeks that tells me like he's totally frustrated, he's totally out of control.
I mean, I'm talking about
getting in guys' faces and yelling at it, and I'm thinking, well, why didn't you do this? I didn't see this the first few weeks of the season. And the display after the Northwestern game, I was like embarrassed. I was up shaking my head.
Well, he hates Fitzgerald.
Well, you know, I don't know why he hates Fitzgerald.
Whatever his reasons. But, you know,
then running after the refs
Joe Paterno's done that, too.
Well, I know, and he looked pretty silly doing it, too.
I understand.
Joe Paterno's also won, 800 games or so?
I recognize it. But
it was sad. It was sad and embarrassing.
What Kittner said was, you know what made him feel badly about our program was watching Northwestern when the third quarter ran out,
yes.
And everybody on the field ran down to the other end of the field, holding up the four in their hands. All the players on the sideline even did that as well.
Yes, in unison, like in a discipline squad.
As Robert De Niro playing Al Capone in The Untouchable says, enthusiasm.
And as they were doing that, our guys were like kind of shrugging their shoulders and walking to the sidelines and like, now what are we going to do,
it
coach?
It reminded me of Drew Bledsoe in Jerry Maguire looking at Tom Cruise and Cuba Gooding hug and looking at his agent and said, why don't we do that?
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, and I'm glad Kurt told you about that, because that was impressive. I looked and I said, wow, it was like a band performance at halftime. It was so together and all that kind of thing.
By the way, I want our listeners to help me out here. Dave says it was Troy Aikman and not Drew Bledsoe at the end of Jerry Maguire.
You're not going to believe Dave. You're just going to go out for a vote.
I want
you're not going to take Dave's word that you're wrong.
By the way, boss, there's something called the internet. We're on it right now. We can fact check
this. Well, maybe Dave did that before he told you.
Go to imbd.com, Dave, and fact check it for me.
He knows. He wouldn't have said it if he didn't know he was right.
You know, it's better to have a badge and a gun than just a badge.
You know, we're going to now have to stay on the air until Dave tells us again for the second time that he's right and you're not.
Guys, we've had a great show today.
Tell us what you thought about it.
Boz, thank you. I really enjoyed spending this hour and 56 minutes with you. ILL, Boz.
I, Mr. G.
You will find the car you want at RizzaCars.com. Over 6,000 new and used cars, trucks, and vans are available online 24/7. RizzaCars.com is your one-stop auto purchase resource site. Build a new vehicle. Compare up to 5 vehicles at once. Access new vehicle reviews. Take a new car video test drive. RizzaCars.com also offers easy-to-qualify online financing. Why drive from dealer to dealer? Just remember,
you'll find the car you want at RizzaCars.com.